1300 222 774. If you want to join in the response, I'm already getting a lot of texts about the media's coverage of the new Premier of Tasmania. The Australian's front page, leftist Lara still looking for Mr. Right. The interviews, other than the one I might say commendably on AM on ABC Radio this morning, focusing almost exclusively, it seems, on the fact that she's a 38-year-old single woman, rather than the fact that she's going to make some policy changes or whatever it might be in Tasmania. In fact, here's some of the coverage that we've managed to glean just this morning from various outlets over the last 24 hours.
At the age of 38, Tasmania's first female premier is already a veteran of more than a decade in state politics.
At 38, Ms. Giddings is single and without children.
But I'm hopeful that one day I will meet that right man and we'll have a very happy life partner.
Look, she is eats, sleeps and breathes politics. She's one of those people who, unlike David Bartlett, who I think rightly put his family first, Lara doesn't have that sort of commitment. That's not a criticism. She just doesn't have it.
Just some of the coverage and the questions continuing to come in about why is a 38-year-old woman who's not married a premier? Well, for goodness sake, it's 2011. What on earth is going on? Natasha Stott Despoja has dealt with a bit of this in her time. Former leader of the Democrats, was for a while the youngest woman ever a member of parliament in Australia. Natasha, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Have you noticed the same thing in the coverage of Lara Giddings' ascendancy to Premier of Tasmania?
Yes, you might say that I'm acutely aware of it, though, and I'm very conscious, too, of the fact that we're improving, but slightly, in terms of our representation and portrayal of women. But I have to say, yesterday, and certainly last night's coverage, set us back a little bit.
Well, I've got texts galore, and I'm sure we'll get calls as well, 1300 222 774. Why are you so surprised by the fuss about the marriage status or lack of the new Tassie Premier? Women who've succeeded in their careers and struggled to meet Mr. Right because men find our opinions and independence too difficult for their egos. We deal with this all the time in all settings, says May, amongst others. What happened to you, Natasha?
Well, I guess I was a bit of a novelty, being the youngest woman to enter Parliament. There was a bizarre sort of almost disproportionate focus on everything from footwear to hair colour, as well as policies, I might add. But you notice that critical mass makes the difference, John. And so the more we get used to the idea of women as leaders, women as premiers, women being, you know, the Prime Minister, hopefully we'll get over some of this novelty factor. But certainly Tasmania is the latest state to have a woman in the top political job. That's fantastic. Only my home state of South Australia is the, I think, the only one left not to have a female premier. So there's still that element of getting used to it, and critical mass will make the difference. But, yeah, the highlight on parental, marital status, personal appearance is completely undue, and it's usually women that get that focus. I've yet to see comparable coverage of a man being asked if he wants to meet Ms. Rice or why he doesn't have children, etc., etc.
At its simplest, isn't it just plain patronising?
Well, it is patronising, but it's also offensive in that sense that there's still that element of, you know, we're surprised maybe that a woman's in the job. I mean, there were some wonderful tributes and references, lots of accolades for Lara Giddings yesterday, but there was almost this element of surprise with some of them. You know, you still don't expect a woman to, A, do the job, and be as equally capable as a man. Now, that's not true of everyone, but I still think in terms of superficial treatment by the media, there is no question that women in public life and women in political life in particular still attract a double standard.
What would happen to her if a reporter asked her those questions and her answer was, get nicked, mind your own business, ask me a question about my policies?
Well, I think she would possibly be berated as quite a serious woman with no sense of humour. And this is it, you know, people in public life generally, not just women, you know, you often can't win, you know, especially if the media are asking you a question. You're expected to have a comment or a view. I guess the issue is to what extent you focus on that particular issue. And I think that there's been disproportionate coverage, certainly today, on the issue of her personal life. And in fact, it probably raises some good questions. All these people commending her on the fact that she can dedicate her life to politics because she doesn't have children or some such argument. We should also be asking why is politics, political life and family life mutually exclusive? It shouldn't be for anyone, but that's respecting Lara's choices, whatever they may be, now or in the future.
There's just one other aspect to all of this, Natasha Stott Despoja, which is a real difference between old media and new media in the way it was covered. If you have a look at the reaction on Twitter and Facebook, the commentary there was one of, well, quite unrestrained fury at the way old media, in other words, television news, not just